Blog Talk Radio.
I love it when you rain on me.
You
the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for another Sunday, November the 14th, 2021. Now, I'm Bishop Shalene Cook. I am blessed to be the woman of God of this assembly, but as always, I am joined by some of my wonderful family members, and this morning I'm being joined in the persons of our own minister, Gladys Manny McGee, and also Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, hallelujah, and Minister Tina Brown. So on behalf of all of us, we want to welcome you to this morning's worship service, and we truly pray, hallelujah, that you will hear something, feel something, hallelujah, that will give you cause to drop and give God praise. So right now, we're going to go to opening prayer with our very own minister, Gladys. Won't you bow with her, please? Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day, Lord. We rejoice in it, Father God. We know that it wasn't by chance the alarm clock that woke us up, but it was you that sounded our eternal clock, Father. Lord. And we just thank you for another morning, Father God, another day loaded with new blessings, Father God. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Lord, we ask for it, that you bless this ministry on today, Lord Jesus, Lord. Let it be a word that said that someone received, Father God, Lord, so that they may be set free, Father God, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, and praise and Lord, that the ministry go decent and in order on this morning, Father God, Lord. Lord, giving you all
yes,
the praise,
Lord,
and glory on today, Father God, Lord. Thanking you, lifting up your mighty name on this morning.
Yes.
Name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
And I don't have greater words to say, but I know
Hallelujah and glory to God. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we ask Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell to come forth and read from a powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince. So won't you please now give your undivided attention to Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Good morning, and God bless each and every one of you near and far. I love each and every one of you. Our meditational reading this morning is entitled, All That Jesus Is Before God, You Are, or We Are. It comes from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, which reads, For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Now, when the Israelites brought an animal to as a sin offering, he laid his hand on it before killing it. You can read all about that in Leviticus 4, verses 1 through 4. By laying his hand on the sin offering, his sins were transferred to the innocent animal. The animal died for his sins, and he went free. In contrast, during the burnt offering, when the Israelites laid his hand on the animal, Leviticus 1, 3, and 4, the beauty, worthiness, and acceptance of the unblemished animal were transferred to him. God accepted the perfection of the animal sacrifice on his behalf to make atonement for him. Unblemished burnt offering, the offerer now had right standing before God. Do you know that the two offerings speak of Jesus' one offering of himself when he hung on the cross? He is both our sin offering and burnt offering. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us as our sin offering, that we might become the righteousness of God in him as our burnt offering. The moment you put your faith in him, just by his one sacrifice, your sins were transferred to him, and his righteousness was transferred to you. That is the grace of God towards you. As our sin offering, he offered himself once and for all. Read about that in Romans 6 and 10. The sin offering was never a daily offering because God does not want his people to be sin conscious. However, the burnt offering was both a morning and evening sacrifice. Read about that in 2 Chronicles 13 and 11. Because God wants his people to be righteousness conscious. Beloved, God wants you to lay claim daily to Jesus as your burnt offering and say, Father, I thank you that Jesus is my burnt offering. All that Jesus is before you, his righteousness, excellence, beauty, and perfection has been transferred to me. Jesus has our unclouded favor, so I enjoy your unclouded favor in my life. Jesus is the righteousness of God, so I am the righteousness of God in Christ. As he is before you, so am I. Because Jesus became your burnt offering, what he is to the Father today, you are. That is what it means to be in Christ. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. For today, all that Jesus is before the Father, his righteousness, beauty, and perfection has been transferred to us. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
and mercy. It took me in, took my feet out of the miry clay, and placed them on the rock to stay. Oh, what a relief it was when God rescued me. He loosed the chains that had me bound, and he set me free. And it felt
fervent prayer for you today. If you have not experienced the cooling water of the Lord, it is our prayer that you partake today. Now, saints of God, it is prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time when we come together as a family on one accord, standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over this world. This is a time when we come, hallelujah, just laying it all on the line before the Lord, expecting him to move, because his holy word says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, when we pray expecting God to move. We pray believing in all, that all things are possible with him. And we pray knowing that when we have prayed, he has heard our prayer, because he declares and decrees that if you abide in me and I abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. So at this time, I would like for you to bow your heart as we go to prayer with the wonderful woman of God, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, and God bless each and every one of you. Let us go into prayer. Let's bow our heads, our hearts, and we're going to tell God about it. All right. Father God, we come to you. We come to you this morning, Lord, trusting you, having faith in you, and knowing who you are. And we know what you can do, and we know that you will do it for the sake of your own, for your children. So we lift up people everywhere this morning. Hallelujah. Many are going through. Many are faced with diseases, natural disasters, unexpected circumstances. People are in crises. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing. We know what it looks like, but we know that you are yet on the throne. We know that you are looking high and low. We know, hallelujah, that we can come to you with any situation or circumstance, and we know that we can find help, hallelujah, from you, that we will be helped. So, Father God, we just lift up these people that are in crises, those that are faced with disasters of all kinds, diseases of all kinds, those that are in mourning, those that have lost loved ones. We pray, Lord, for the people in Haiti as well as other countries. We ask, Lord, that you would stop the mistreatment of the people in Haiti. In the name of Jesus, that you will protect them in Jesus' name. Those that yet do not know you, we pray, Lord, that they will turn their hearts towards you in Jesus' name, that they will accept you in the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that you will move mightily in this country in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you would take charge. And then, Lord, we pray for the protection of innocent children all over the world. We pray your hand of protection upon them. We come against the spirit of abuse in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we come against it right now. And we ask that you would move mightily in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. There are more and more children missing. Father God, we pray that you would move in this situation in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that you would cause parents to be more watchful, more loving of their children, that they will know where they are. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. And those, Lord, that don't care, don't seem to care, we pray, Lord, that you would, that they would have a change of heart, Lord. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, everywhere, hallelujah, that parents will care and want the best for their children. In Jesus' name, we come against that negligence in the name of
Jesus.
Oh, God, in Jesus' name, have your way, God. Hallelujah. Protect your children everywhere, God. The innocent, the ones that are helpless, the ones that can't help themselves. Hallelujah. And adults as well, in Jesus' name, those that are vulnerable, those that are taken advantage of, we pray for them as well in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for the mental illness, hallelujah, hallelujah, across the nation. We pray, Lord, that you will heal in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will train up, hallelujah, the right therapist, hallelujah, the right caregivers. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. And we also pray, Lord, for those that have been victims of domestic violence, sexual abuse.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. It just seems to be so widespread now.
Yes, Lord, that you would step in, God,
in the name of Jesus. We pray for miracles. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, pray for healings, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, oh God, in the name of Jesus, pray that they will escape these situations in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you will help them in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would raise up great advocates, in the name of Jesus, to come forth and fight for them, to fend for them. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, in Jesus' name, to do the right thing, God. Hallelujah. That they will be rescued from human trafficking and all of these things, Lord. Hallelujah. That are so prevalent in the name of Jesus. We're trusting you. We're believing you this morning in Jesus' name. Oh, God. And we lift up our families. In the name of
Jesus,
everywhere, in Jesus'
name,
those that are saved as well as the unsaved.
And those that are unsaved.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
we're lifting them up, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We don't want them to be lost. Hallelujah. We want them to be saved. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We want them to be lifting holy hands unto you, God, and serving you.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Living for you, Lord. Hallelujah. With a life. Hallelujah. It's been turned around. Hallelujah. Been transformed. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name that they have surrendered.
Yes.
Surrendered
yes,
unto
Lord.
You, God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray this morning that you will go into the hospital. Hallelujah. Oh, God, into the prisons, the jails,
yes,
and even our homes. In the name of Jesus, those that are being held captive, we pray, Lord, that you would set them free. Hallelujah.
Yes,
some of them
Lord.
Are innocent. Some of them have done their
yes,
time.
Lord.
Hallelujah. We pray for a great release. Hallelujah. But not only to set them free, God, hallelujah, but to put them in a place, Lord, where they are free indeed, where they can serve you. Hallelujah. Where put in their hearts a desire. A desire, hallelujah, to want to serve you, to want to live for you, oh, God, to want to walk upright for you, God, in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father God, we just lift up those that are listening in this morning to the broadcast.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Ask, Lord,
touch
that you would bless
Jesus.
Them.
Bless God.
Oh, God, that you would drop a rhema word in their hearts, God.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Something, hallelujah, will set in. Hallelujah, that they will hear your word, which is alive.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Oh, God,
yes,
that it may quicken
yes,
their spirits
yes,
this
Lord.
Morning.
Yes,
in
Lord.
In Jesus' Claire. Name. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We lift up Spirit Alive Ministries. We lift up the leader
yes,
of this
yes.
ministry. We lift up Bishop Jordan Cook this morning. In the name of Jesus, in
bless
Jesus'
you,
name.
Jesus.
We lift up other ministries and churches this morning. We
yes,
lift up
Lord,
leaders.
All over
we
the world.
Lord, that you would make good leaders in the name of Jesus. Those that are not God, you know who they are. We pray,
that's
Lord,
it.
That you will... deal with them, hallelujah, that you will turn their lives around, hallelujah, those that are willing, hallelujah, to follow you, hallelujah, that are willing themselves to be transformed in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it.
Yes.
We praise you, hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah.
Yes,
we praise
Lord.
You because you are so worthy.
Yes.
You are so worthy. We thank you for how you provide for us. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank you for your blessing that you heap upon us.
Yes,
we thank
Jesus.
You for favor. We thank you that
yes,
you're victorious.
Thank you, Master.
We thank you. We thank you for
Lord.
The privilege to call on your name. Hallelujah. And we thank you for all that you're doing now and for what you're yet going to do. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen and amen.
Oh, amen. Amen and amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Such freedom I have found you. You're the healer who makes all things new. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going back, moving ahead. Could you declare to you the past is over? You things are made new. My life to Christ, moving forward. Oh, oh, oh. You've risen with all power in your hands. You have given me a second chance. Hallelujah.
You things are made new, surrender
It is now time for this morning's message. Would you please retrieve your Bibles if you have not already done so and turn to the book of Acts. We will be returning to the book of Acts, chapter 3. And this morning, we will be looking at verses 11 through 26. Hallelujah. The book of Acts, chapter 3, and we will look at verses 11 through 26. If you are listening via your computers or in our chat room, you may simply go to BibleGateway.com and you may type in Acts chapter 3, verses 11 through 26. Amen. Most gracious and holy Father, I come before your throne of grace right now in the name of Jesus, asking that you remove me from myself, Lord God. Step into my body of clay, Lord, and use me in a way that will truly edify your people. Lord, allow me to lift you up and lift your word up in a way that you will be able to draw all men unto yourself. Father God, bless your people with the word so that they might learn to live an abundant life in you right now. And if someone doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, Father, it is our fervent prayer that today would be the day that they would come and make you their Lord, their Master, and their Savior. It is in the name of Jesus that I do pray all things. Amen, and to God be the glory. The Word of God reads in Acts 3, verses 11 through 26 as follows. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name through faith is in his name has made the man strong, whom ye see and know, ye the faith, which is by him, has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all of his prophets that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things, whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel, and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets, and the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, And in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first God, having raised up his son, sent him to bless you, and turning away every one of you from his iniquities. Amen. This morning, saints of God, I want to speak to you about a time of refreshing. And as we think about what is refreshing, I want you to think about what's the most refreshing thing for you. Now, for some of us, perhaps Coca-Cola, that is. For others, when you worked hard and you're perspiring profusely, a nice tall glass of iced tea might be just a ticket. Still, for others, there is nothing like cool, refreshing water to reinvigorate you. In fact, water is so refreshing, and it's refreshing because it's refreshing in more ways than one. You see, you can drink it and be refreshed, but you can also bathe in it or swim in it and be refreshed. There are other things in life that are refreshing. Laughter is refreshing. I'm here to tell you, there's nothing like a good belly laugh to keep you going. Have you laughed out loud today? If you haven't tried it, try it, because you might really like it. Singing can refresh you. For some of us, some of the brothers, fishing is a way of being refreshed, because Jesus did it, so it must be pretty important, right? Sometimes just good hard labor is actually refreshing, especially if all you do is sit behind a desk or at a computer all day most of the time. But of all the refreshing experiences we can find, nothing can compare to the renewal of the mind and spirit that is found in the presence of God. And that's what we're talking about. I want all of us to understand today that we can be continually refreshed if we continue to live in right relationship with God. Now, how does right relationship with God affect our lives? Well, today we're going to look at a few thoughts from our passage that will show us how a right relationship with God through our faith in Jesus can bring refreshing to our very souls. The first thing we need to do and to know and to understand is that turning away from sin brings times of refreshing. Verse 19 says, first of all, repent. And to repent, saints, means more than to feel sorry for the bad things we've said or we've done. The ideal of repentance includes remorse, but it also involves turning away from that which is offensive to God. It involves more than just an emotional response, but it also moves our will into action. You see, true repentance results in change. When Peter preached to the crowd on the day of Pentecost, here was their response. We see it in Acts chapter 2, verse 37, where it reads, when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? You see, this shows that repentance calls for action. What shall we do about the way we have treated God? And then Peter went on and gave them the answer. He said, repent. Let God change your life and receive his forgiveness. When John the Baptist came preaching repentance, even the religious leaders were drawn to him and wanted to hear what he had to say. And I'm here to tell you, John didn't cut them any slack either, but told them to bear fruit that was worthy of repentance. In other words, be willing to change the way you live, and God will forgive you and he will help you. Now, maybe there's something that God has told you to do, but like so many children sometimes do, you haven't listened very well. Oh, yeah, you heard him, but because it's something that, you know, makes you uncomfortable or requires you to trust God instead of yourself, you haven't obeyed God. You keep saying that you will do what he says, but then you keep letting yourself off the hook. Listen, my friends, my family, people of God, that is not the way we should respond to our loving Father. You know, maybe we forget too quickly that he is the Lord of the universe, yet sometimes we dismiss his word to us so easily. Let's repent of our disobedience and be quick to say, yes, Lord, I will do whatever you ask me to do, whenever you ask me to do it, however you ask me to do it. If we will become quick to listen and quick to obey the Lord, we will find times of continual refreshing in our lives. And we need to understand, all disobedience is sin. We have so many Christians that operate as if because they don't drink, because they don't smoke, because they're not going out to the clubs, they're okay. They're doing the outward stuff. But I came to tell you that all disobedience is sin. When you don't love your fellow man as you love yourself, you're walking in disobedience. When you don't turn your heart towards God as he has commanded, you're walking in disobedience. When you harbor jealousy, hatred, pettiness in your heart, you are walking in disobedience. And disobedience is sin. So let's repent and turn away from that sin that we have allowed into our lives so that the times of refreshing will begin to flow into our lives like that cooling, refreshing water. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. And in addition to turning away from sin, we must also turn towards our Heavenly Father. We can't turn towards sin and turn towards God at the same time. Okay, you're either going to be powerful or you're going to be pitiful, but I'm here to tell you today you are not going to be both. So we need to turn away from our sin, but also we need to turn to God, which is my second point of the day, because turning to God brings about times of refreshing. Verse 19 says, turn to God when there is sin in our lives. We do not want to face, you know, because when there's sin in our lives, we don't want to face the Lord. Oh, no, we don't want to go up there and look him in the eye because we already know all is not right. Just like Adam and Eve in the garden, we sometimes try to hide from God because we don't want to face the consequences of our actions. However, God always, always, always knows what's up. And the longer we refuse to turn to him, the longer we will wallow in that sense of guilt and that sense of failure. The Psalms are filled with the language of intimacy in which the psalmist asked the Lord to look on him favorably, or to make his face shine upon him. Now, we all need to be clear about one thing. God loves us beyond that which we can comprehend. Even when we fail and sin against him, he still loves us. He's still faithful. However, his love is so strong towards us that he will not smile upon us when we sin against him. You will never hear the Lord say, "Oh, that's okay, baby. I understand why you're a little jealous." Or, "That's all right, honey. Don't worry about that pettiness that you're harboring in your heart." The Bible tells us that the Lord disciplines those he loves. So if we refuse to turn to God, we can expect some loving discipline to come our way. I like the saying, "God loves me just the way I am, but too much to let me stay the way I am." Hallelujah. God works in our lives, and it's always going to be for the better. At times, we might not feel like doing better or turning to God. But you better best believe that God always has a way of drawing us back to himself if we really and truly, hallelujah, are one of his. When we turn our hearts toward God, we will experience continual times of refreshing in his presence. There is nothing as refreshing as making things right with our Creator God. Now, why is that? Because we were created to have an unbroken fellowship with him. We were created to have a good relationship with him. You know, that involves talking to him and listening to him. When it is well with my soul, I find myself refreshed because I am doing what I was created to do, and that is to live in harmony with the Most High God. Now, along the same lines, Peter tells his crowd that if they will repent and turn to God, then he will send his Messiah to them. And this is really the heart of what Peter is saying. How does a person turn to God? People turn to God by turning to Jesus and by having a close relationship with him, because staying close to Jesus brings about times of refreshing. Why? Because it's all about the relationship. Verse 20 says that if they will repent and turn to God, he will send the Christ who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. You see, at this time, Jesus had already come. He had lived, died, and rose again. However, Peter tells them that in addition to the times of refreshing that Jesus brings to us right here and now, Jesus is going to come back again to restore things to the way they were supposed to be. So how do we get on board with that? Well, we must first listen to Jesus. In verse 22, Peter shows that first they must listen to Jesus. For Moses said, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must listen to everything he tells you. Anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from among his people. The ideal, of course, is not just to hear what Jesus says, but we have to do it. If we will listen to Jesus, then we will stay close to him, and we will find times of refreshing in his presence. You see, Jesus compared himself to a shepherd and said, my sheep know my voice. Can you recognize when Jesus is speaking to you? Because he speaks through his word. He speaks through his Holy Spirit. He speaks through circumstances. He speaks through that small, still voice that can only be heard in the hearts of men. Jesus is speaking, saints, but it's up to us to listen and to obey. Because all the world will be blessed by Jesus. God said to Abraham, through your offspring, all people on the earth will be blessed. And since Peter is preaching to the Jews here, he goes on to say in verse 26, when God raised up his servant, Jesus, he sent him first to you to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways. The Jews were the first to receive the blessing that was promised through Abraham. Jesus was a descendant of Abraham, and he came to save the people from their sin. As we move on through the book of Acts, we find the gospel of Jesus is moving outward from Jerusalem. You see, the word of God is becoming for all the people of the world and not just the Jews alone. Yeah. You see, the key to this blessing is how we receive it. Obviously, not every person in the world will be blessed by Jesus. Well, why not, Bishop? Because not everybody will repent and turn to God. Not everyone will listen to Jesus. In fact, many people will choose their own destruction rather than choosing God's blessings. If we choose to ignore God's answer for mankind, we are passing up the only way to get right with him and to find the refreshing we need in our lives. Why do we sometimes so hold on so tightly to things that God is asking us to let go of? God really does want to bless us with his very best. But we can get so attached to the things of this life that we aren't willing to release them to him. Mm-hmm. There is a story told of a little girl, and she saved up her money for weeks and weeks and weeks because she wanted to buy a pretty little plastic pearl necklace she had seen down at the corner Woolworth store. And at last the day came. She had enough money to buy the necklace. And honey, she was excited. Ooh, her daddy took her down to the store so she could purchase the necklace of her dreams. She brought it home and she paraded it around ever so proudly. But that night, when her daddy came in to kiss her goodnight, he asked her, Selena, can I have your necklace? Little Selena looked at her daddy with a frown and said, no, daddy, it's my necklace. Her daddy just smiled and kissed her and said, I love you, sweetie. Good night. The next night, the same thing happened. Her daddy asked her if he could have her necklace, and her response was the same. No, daddy, I saved and I bought this with my own money. Her daddy just kissed her and said, I love you, Selena. Good night. Now, on the third night, when her daddy came in, little Selena was sobbing. With big alligator tears streaming down her face, she handed her necklace to him and said, Daddy, you can have it. I don't need it anymore. Her daddy smiled and knelt down beside her and pulled her close for a great big daddy hug. Then he took her necklace and he slipped it into his pocket. And as he did, his hand came out with a thin black box with a velvety cover. He opened it and held it out to her. Her eyes got as big as saucers as she saw a string of real pearls shining back at her. Oh, Daddy, she said, thank you, thank you. If I had known, I would have given you my necklace the first time you asked. Yeah. Say to God, are you willing to let go of all that seems so important to you? Are you willing to let go the attitudes and the material things that are so important to you? Because if you will, I can assure you that God has something 1,000 times more wonderful than what you would be giving up. I want everybody that was in that is within the sound of my voice to let go of the plastic pearls and trust him to give you something far more valuable. Maybe you are holding on to some things in your life that are just wrong. The only way God can give you what he has for you is for you to be willing to completely, thoroughly let go of that old life, those old attitudes, that old way of thinking, that old way of being, that old way of operating. We have to do as Peter said. We have to turn away from sin. We have to turn to God. And we will begin to experience these times of refreshing in our lives. Hallelujah. Jesus will forgive us. And one day he will come back to this earth to give every one of us the reward that we have prepared ourselves for. What have you been preparing for? Have you been preparing for life with Jesus for eternity? Or are you just enjoying the here and now? Are you just trying to get what you can get right now? The Lord gives times of refreshing in the here and now, but he also has so much more in store for us when he returns for us. So how about it? Do you want plastic beads or beautiful ones? If you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus today, he has been waiting to catch your attention. He has been involved in your life before you were a thought in your mother's womb. Now, he has brought you under the sound of my voice here today, and he's asking you to make a choice. Are you willing to let go of the old life and completely turn to God? If we confess our sin, God will forgive us. If we are willing to give up our way of doing things, God will show us his way of doing things. And he does all things well. Hallelujah. I praise God that I serve a loving father who wants me to be refreshed, who wants me to be restored, that wants me to be healed, that wants me to be sharp and on point. For his glory, not for mine, but for his. Saints of God, we have to want to receive the refreshing of the Most High God. We have to open ourselves up to receive. We've got to pray for refreshing. Hallelujah. And when God brings it to us, we've got to take full advantage of it. So now, right now, if you are within the sound of my voice and you have not given your life to Jesus, I'm coming to you to extend an invitation right now. Not to a church, No. Not to a ministry, but I am coming this morning to invite you into a loving relationship with God the Father. Aren't you tired of being out there all on your own? Aren't you tired of just existing? Don't you want to live the more abundant life? Well, I came to tell somebody today that Jesus is the answer. And if you want to give your life to Christ right now and you are in our studio or you have a word of praise or you would like to have a testimony, push one on your keypad and that will alert me that you would like to have a word this morning. Because, see, up in the Spirit Alive praise and worship experience, God is the star. We are simply his people coming together to worship him in spirit and in truth. So I just praise God this morning. I pray that you have had or heard a rhema word that has blessed you. Hallelujah. And I pray that in the name of Jesus, that somebody today will say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin, for I believe that you are the Son of the living God and that you came, you died, and you rose just for me. Now, all that I am and or I ever will be, I just want you to make me your servant, Lord, so I can glorify and magnify you, Lord. And I pray it all in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer with me, the first thing I want to say to you is welcome to the family of God. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing because today you have made Jesus your choice. Hallelujah. Now you have access to Father God and all his benefits. Hallelujah. You do not have to be out there by yourself anymore because you have grace and mercy just walking with you side by side every day. You've got the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to come and live in you, to lead you, guide you, and direct you. Hallelujah. And as you surrender yourself to the ministry of the Holy Spirit, your mind will begin to be renewed. You won't do the things you used to do. You won't say the things you used to say. You won't think the things you used to think. Oh, hallelujah. There will be a praise in your spirit. You will have a new song. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I came to tell somebody this morning, you need to give it over to God and leave it there. Get yourself into a Christ-centered, hallelujah, repentance preaching, transformation teaching church. Study to show yourself approved. Get around folks that love the Lord and love sharing the word of the Lord so that you can grow and you can hear the voice of the Lord. Jesus is the good shepherd. He wants us to get it, and he wants us to have it all. He wants us to have the best, and he wants us to have it all, thanks to God. So I just praise God for this message. I praise God for all of you, and I pray in the name of Jesus that you were blessed this morning. And right now, I'm going to pray and bind this message, and then we have a few moments to take a few praises from our staff. Hallelujah. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I just thank you for your refreshing. I just thank you, Lord God, that when we are weary, we can come and rest in you. Lord, we can partake of you, the living water. Hallelujah. That water that cools our souls, puts out the fires in our lives, Father God. We just want to say thank you, Lord, that we know you for ourselves. We know, Lord, that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can think to ask. So, Lord, we just come standing today trusting you, just expecting a daily refreshing in you, Father God. Hallelujah. We just come thanking you for the prayers that were prayed, Lord God. We thank you for every word that was heard today, every song that was played, God. We just pray that you used it all, Lord, to draw someone unto yourself in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. I do pray it all, and I give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Once again, I'm going to ask if you are in our studio and you would like to have a word of praise, if you would like to just lift up the name of Jesus, if you have experienced times of refreshing in your life, share. Let the people of God know this is not a fluke. You know, this is real. God is real, and God is real in your life. So, again, I want to thank you all for coming out this morning, whether you were in the studio, our sanctuary, which also serves as our studio, or whether you were in any of our three chat rooms. So at this time, I'm going to ask Mother Mitchell to come forth and read us our benediction, and I will dismiss you.
Amen, and thank you, God, for the refreshing water that's been poured over me and in my life and my children's
Amen.
Lives. And I thank you, Lord. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Amen.
Amen, and to God be the glory. You have been listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. Hallelujah. And we are just so grateful that you were here today. I want to personally invite you to continue to follow us here at the Spirit Alive Network. On tomorrow, Revival Monday, we will be concluding our last night of revival for the year 2021. And then the next two Mondays, we will be blessed to host All Nations Christian Fellowship's prayer conference. So I want you to mark the calendars and save the dates. That's November 22nd and 29th for the prayer conference. And join us tomorrow, hallelujah, November the 15th at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 8 o'clock Central, and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for our final night of the revival. So it is from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, it is our fervent prayer that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our house to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Have a beautiful week. God bless you. You are dismissed. But remember, God loves you, and so do we. Bless you all. I love you all. Amen, saints of God. You're dismissed.
Have
a beautiful and blessed rest of your day. God bless you.
I love you.
Love you.
Amen. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.